Welcome to the Dark Star Adventure Cast, where the only thing standing between you and the black is your ship and the strength of your crew. Void, help us all.
Oh, fuck off with this clone bullshit.
Now, hang on 1 second. Whoa, okay. Robert, hand me that gun.
Thanks, Felix. We knew you had it in you.
I very subtly stroke him on the cheek and then slap him in the face.
Previously on the Dark Star Adventure Cast, the crew landed at Spigot and found an old contact of Haley and Robert's, Dr. Iso, a black market doctor from their military days. Iso was nice enough to run a full scan on Haley and confirmed their worst fears. Crystalline structures were growing throughout her brain and energy building towards something unknown. So they left with a plan. At 3 a.m, a cargo ship would arrive at Helium Dock 7 carrying the black market ownership module they needed to get the scapegoat back into space. But they never made it that far. An assassination attempt disrupted their plans, and they found themselves back at Iso's shop trying to figure out exactly what they should do next.
Well, right now while they're repairing the goat, they're also fueling her up and restocking the supplies. And once we have that ownership module, I can just pop that baby right in, register the ship, and we are good to go.
Great. Then this is our last chance for a shopping trip.
Are y'all kidding me? You want to go shopping right now? You almost got assassinated, you dumb bitches.
I don't want to go shopping right now. No, you're exactly right. Well, I tell you what I would like.
And I open up my backpack, and I pull out this drone interface module.
I hear you were a bit of a cyberhead, Iso. And I was hoping to get this installed, but now that I know your provenance, and I look at Robert, I don't know if that's such a good idea.
Oh, you can trust her.
Felix, I can vouch for the quotes. You know, might not seem like it, but we have accomplished a lot together. Countless missions, dangerous situations.
All right, listen, Haley, as much as I appreciate your input here, maybe just, Iso, you can tell me, can you install this and what kind of time are we talking about?
Yeah, I can install basically anything into anyone, but it ain't quick. And there's a reason those procedures are so expensive, but also it's a very complex procedure. And when it's done, hell, you ain't gonna wanna be walking around for at least a week.
That's no worry.
But your own weird power fantasies of becoming a cyborg aside, old Iso wants to do something. And Iso wants revenge. Someone threw a grenade at us today.
Yep.
And you bunch of wimps are just gonna go and shop? You wanna go to the local mall? I don't think so. Old Iso here and her TX-7 wants to go find his dumb bitch and shoot him through the fucking throat.
That's my girl.
Hey, I don't hate the idea.
Now if y'all gonna help me, arm up.
Haley flexes her arms. Let's go.
Let me get into the local networks here and see if I can figure out if any of this footage has been hidden or doctored in any way.
She pushes her antique terminal towards you with the clacky keys. And she's like, saw yours. I got nothing to hide. Jack in.
I move hers out of the way. I unplug hers from the network and I plug my trifold.
Hey, instead. I had a document that wasn't saved.
You don't use cloud documents in the future?
My screenplay. Okay. Well, that's gone. I guess she's not going to be an author anymore. And you push your terminal out of the way and you set up your trifold.
Yeah, basically, I'm trying to find, like, I'm trying to look for any traces of, like, footage that was deleted or things that were doctored to try to figure out if we can understand who threw that grenade in.
You notice that she's literally jacked into the wall on her terminal. And there is ExoNet here, but it's done through a relay that then connects into the inner system. And if there isn't information that's cached here on Sibylline that someone else has requested previously, anything that you request is going to take several days, weeks, or months to get here as it travels from like area to area through the sector to get to you. Because there's not instantaneous communication. Everything's barred by light speed. So the ExoNet out this far is almost useless. So once you jack into this network, you realize that they have their own Sibylline version of a local network that they all share. And the security, it ain't shit. So go ahead and give me your program intelligence. I don't even know what you're doing yet. I just know you said hack into the local network.
An 11?
Oh, man. Yeah, so you hack into the local network. I mean, you own it now. You're the administrator. What would you like to do?
I guess trying to, like I said, access the security cameras that would have been, or any like, cameras that would have been around the outside of the bar. So whether it's like
the camera on an ATM or, you know, a traffic cam, anything like that that would have had an angle. I'm trying to basically get access to the footage.
You easily flow through the local network and make your way towards the regulator inner network, which is slightly more secure. But still, after what you've done on places like Polyfin, this is nothing. After hacking into a data vault, this is nothing. This is Sibilin, Podunk, local security, just trying to make it so that everyone has at least a 7-digit password type deal. So for a moment, you're like, oh no, they have enhanced security. And then you press one button and you're like, I'm in. And you start going through all of the last couple hours of footage from around the vent. And it doesn't take you long scrubbing through the footage to find exactly what you are looking for. You find a man wearing a brown jacket, ill-fitting, too big for him, and a hood pulled up. But on closer inspection, you don't actually think it's a hood, but more just a piece of fabric that he put around himself under the jacket. Obviously some sort of hasty disguise. But as you go frame by frame and enhance the image, you notice that he's actually wearing a uniform, a crisply pressed uniform with an Omnitech insignia on the breast. And then, of course, scrubbing forward, you see him take out a grenade, pull the pin, chuck it through the window, and hastily walk away. A moment after the explosion, you see Iso fly out of the bar, shooting wildly. See him, he starts to run. She clocks him and chases him into the alleyway, and that's where you stop.
Lose him when he goes down here, but he's Omnitech.
Are there any more ATMs you can track him with?
I can't see any cameras down this alley.
Yeah, the camera network isn't super robust here. You just happen to have on one corner, there's one angle, and there isn't always a camera on every corner. Seems like maybe just at larger intersections. But due to your awesome programming role, your fingers are flying across the keyboard before you can even think about what you're doing. You're just now like, oh, Omnitech. And now you're checking for Omnitech across everything. Omnitech comes and refuels here all the time, but they very rarely land. They go to the top of the refueling tower after being stuck in line for hours or days, and then they make their way off into the black of space once again. However, less than one day ago, an Omnitech ship docked at the spaceport. It's a small transport meant for maybe two people if they're taking a long trip, but could perhaps squeeze four on shorter trips.
I think I found something, guys. I think I found the ship he came in on. That's a good lead. I want to look to see if it's still docked.
Records show it as still docked, and you do find that there is a camera in that area at the spaceport.
I'm going to pull that up and scrub to, like, from after the explosion up till now to see if, like, somebody coming back has looked, you know, matching the description of the person.
Indeed, about an hour after the explosion, you see that very man go up to the ship, open the hatch, and climb up the ladder to get on.
I turn to Iso. He's there. And I point at the screen.
She's already at the door, unlocking it.
Whoa. Hold on a second. What's the plan here?
We go over there and we shoot his face off. I thought I was very clear on this. You throw a grenade at old Iso and guess what? Kaboom!
This is Omnitech. You're starting a war with a corporation.
Wouldn't be the first time. She looks at Robert and Haley and kind of nods.
No, we wouldn't.
You want to go kill someone like the old times?
Yeah.
Why do?
Sorry, Felix. Looks like the room's turned against you. Old Iso is in charge now.
Hang on. I do agree with them, Felix. We do need to do something about this. And with Iso involved, that, you know, if they're going after her, they're not going after us.
Fine.
Thanks, Felix. We knew you had it in you.
She turns from the door and grabs a box of shotgun shells. She's like, I've only got 8 in here, just in case. And she pockets them.
As we're walking out, I'm like, just so you know, there could be up to like 3 other people on that ship, so he's probably not alone.
She pats her pocket full of shells as if an answer. Oh, wait a minute. And she runs back into the shop while you guys are out on the street. And she comes back a moment later and she goes over to Robert and she hands him a skinny cylindrical object that he immediately recognizes as a flashbang. I only have the one and I wish it was something that would kill.
No, this will give us that element of surprise.
You throw it real hard, you might be able to hit him in the throat. And then the flashbang would go off, and that'd be real funny.
If I throw it real hard, I'm going to hit him square in the mouth.
Or square in the nuts.
Ooh.
And they're walking okay. off, like, talking excitedly about maiming and violence, which is honestly the first time that anyone has seen them get along since you've landed here in Spigot.
Yeah.
We love it.
As they walk off, I look at Haley and Thorne, and I go, hey, just to check, did Robert kill that bartender?
I mean, I didn't really notice. I'm sure there were many casualties.
Okay.
Things happen. Maybe.
All right, well, let's go. Just keep an eye on him.
I always do.
Robert and Iso are still a few paces ahead, and the three of you are taking up the rear as you make your way towards the spaceport. You know from the records exactly where this Omnitech ship is, and within an hour, you have made your way to the spaceport, and you are several landing bays down from it. This is a big open-air spaceport, so you can see everything you need to see from fairly far away, and it's all completely open to the public. It's only the individual landing bays that are kind of shut down, and you need individual access to get to them. The Omnitech ship, strangely enough, is only about a dozen landing bays away from your ship, the Scapegoat. So you kind of walk past the goat, and you see that they're welding new hull plating on, and 15 minutes later, you're just about to pass this Omnitech landing bay.
All right, so Felix is not thrilled to be here. So before we make a move, what are we looking at here? Like, what's the situation?
Yeah, so it's like a big open air field that's separated by steel walls. The walls are like 10 feet high. So they're more about just kind of stopping people from waltzing right into any individual bay. But under cover of night, or if you were jumping out of a helicopter, you could land right into any one of these bays. In fact, the bay for this Omnitech small frigate, the door is wide open.
That's suspicious.
Yeah, I don't love that.
Okay, I'm going to go, well, we're here. What now?
She starts walking through the door.
I grab Robert's shoulder since I at least can, you know, reason with him. Listen, Robert, I know we want to take this guy out, but if we can put the squeeze on these folks before we enact any, you know, killer vengeance, it would maybe do us a benefit. But let's prioritize no witnesses. Those regulators are about, and I don't want to get on the wrong side of another group.
I wholeheartedly agree that taking a moment to get the lay of the land, do the, well, let's just say what a sniper does. Establishing a watch so that we can actually see who's going in, who's going out, how many we got, before we just go bust up in there willy-nilly. Probably gonna be to our benefit. So I don't know if you're hearing me say this.
She stopped when you started talking, and as you were talking, she was distracting you by kind of frisking you.
Please do not take my flashbang.
Yeah, you say that down at her. Like, I don't know if you're hearing this, just as she pulls the flashbang out, and she's like, Robert, if we ain't gonna use this, and she starts walking through the door, she's like, the hatch of their ship is open. Why don't we just throw this sucker in there and see what happens?
I said, listen. Let's try to at least take this person alive. We are looking for somebody, and any information we can get will be invaluable to finding her.
Fine, I'll play along a little bit, but those mothers...
You can have your way. You can pull his toes off, you can gouge his eyes out, just... You can have your fun.
My God, what is wrong with this man? I ain't gonna torture no one.
I know, he's a bit of a weirdo.
I might shove this flashbang down his throat, but I ain't gonna pull his fingernails out or do anything untoward to him.
Now, while I watch out over things... Felix, if you could get a digital layout of the land. ISO and Thorn, could you like play Loki Pond for like a couple hours?
Can I still be connected to the camera network, or do I have to be hardwired in to do that?
You have to be hardwired in. There's no Wi-Fi here.
I'm going to look for a port.
Yeah, so there's nothing like this ain't no Kamiri 4. There aren't just ports hanging out in the hallway here, especially because you're in a field. But you do find an administrative office.
All right, well, I mean, Robert, you said you wanted, like, visual access to what's going on. I can get into the computer system from that admin building we passed when we walked in. I mean, I don't exactly fit in. I can give it a try, I guess.
Do you want me to help you with some Esther?
No, I don't want you to help me with that. No,
I'm not saying the tip of the tap. I'm saying the disguise part.
I know what you were saying, Robert, and I am all set with that. Thank you.
I feel like just a little bit of hair grease might really help you out.
Last time, I tried a little bit of your hair grease. My pillow was stained for 3 months.
If I may interject, why don't you just send the handsome one in there?
Because he doesn't know how to use the computers. We'll go together. Although, hold on. Thorn, I could... Let me sit down for a second here. I'm going to sit down and try to put together just a little, like, program Thorn can click to access that will, like... Because I know the layout of the computer systems will access, like, the camera network that he can navigate through.
Okay. So you make a little batch script. Give me a program int. PC6. This is an easy task for you.
Make him actually write the script.
That's a 10.
Okay, yeah. So no problem for you. You create a little batch file. Do you send it over to Thorn, or do you keep it on your trifold?
No, I'll send it to Thorn. Thorn's pad.
So what? I just take this and plug it in? Hope no one watches me?
Yep. Yeah, and then click that right there, and that'll kick it off, and you'll get access to what you need.
Yeah, so I take my pad, and I'll go while y'all wait here and have a look.
And I have my bionic eyes.
Oh, my God.
Actually,
I assumed as much, yeah.
You are in a situation where there are things far enough away for you to see with your binoculars.
Yes!
So you look several landing bays away. You spot some birds in the sky. You check out some faraway dunes, and you see some silver-suited men in conveyor bots working hard to mine out that helium-3. And you ooh and ah as Thorn makes his way over to that administrative building. Thorn, you walk right in with authority, I assume?
Yeah, like I own the place.
I can already see where this is headed, so give me a pre-talk charisma roll.
What do you mean? That is a 10.
Nice. Okay, just wanted to kind of set the stage. So you walk in. And immediately there's a woman at a reception desk. And behind her are a ton of hut swap type of desks with only a few people at them, as well as a bunch of private offices. And there's another floor to this place. When you walk in, she looks down, like over her glasses at you, because she was looking down, annoyed. And then when she sees you, she sits up a little straight and she takes her glasses off and kind of smooths her hair. Hello there. I'm sorry. how can I help you?
Yeah, can I? I need a terminal.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. They're really only for government workers. But there's a public library not far from here.
Let's see. Do I see what I'm looking for, though, at least? So that I know, like, can
yeah. Yeah. There's a ton of, like, boxy old-fashioned terminals with landlines plugged into them.
Yeah, okay. So I kind of just, like, put a one elbow down on the counter and, like, kind of lean in. And I'm like,
oh, I just want to use one real quick. I'm sure nobody would mind if I just grab one that nobody's using, right?
Oh, and you notice that when you lean in, she starts to breathe a little bit faster, and she smooths her hair again and looks down, then back up. I guess it would be okay.
Great, thank you. And I just walk away.
You go over to the terminal, and you have to, like, circle around the desk, which means you can see her back, and you see that she's just fanning herself with a piece of paper as you plug your data pad into the port.
All right. I'm gonna hope that Felix's trick does the trick, and I pushed the button as instructed.
Meanwhile, back at the landing bay, Felix, you are waiting impatiently. Like, it's been like 15 minutes.
This is way too long.
Finally, your trifold blinks to life, and a window opens, showing you the contents of that terminal, and allowing you to then jack into the local network and immediately gain access to all of the cameras in this area.
Excellent. All right, I'm in. Thanks, Thorn. Just stay, you know, hold tight.
Yeah, you need me to stay here, right?
Yeah, you gotta stay jacked in. All right, so I'm gonna cycle through the cameras. I'm looking for, like, security, the regulators, anybody around that's gonna, like, you know, potentially cause us problems if a scuffle kicks off.
There are regulators in various buildings around here, and some of them are patrolling about, but there's not a very large force here. And other than that, you really don't see any complications.
We look pretty clear, but we try to keep it quiet because sound is going to travel pretty far here. I mean, this is a pretty wide open space, and we don't want a bunch of regulators to show up.
Agreed.
ISO loudly puts a shell under chocolate.
Robert Haley, anything else, or do we just go?
Point me where you need me.
Do we want to wait for Thorn to come out, y'all?
Well...
Yeah, I thought I had to stay here.
Yeah, if you're going to stay in there...
You could just leave your pad there.
I don't mind leaving it here as long as it's not, again, a loose end. Like, this is my data pad.
We'll go back and get it.
Well, you hope.
You only need to leave your pad there if Felix wants to keep an open connection to see through all of the cameras.
I do want
the
to
second
have
you
that.
Unplug it, he's going to lose that.
I do want to have that.
Oh, that's way too traceable.
Yeah, can I also see, though, at least?
Yeah, you could see everything Felix is doing on the terminal.
Yeah, so I can watch from here. And you guys can hear me over comms, so that's fine. What am I going to do, shoot somebody?
We might need that one damage.
Well, then you better get someone else to do it, because I might miss. Yeah, so if I can see what they're doing, I will stay here, monitor from here, and keep in touch on comms.
Okay. So back to the three of you plus one, ISO, at the landing bay.
My only thought at this point, I'd love to hear the room's opinion on, I hurl flash bang in, we all run in, and fucking shoot everything.
I mean, I like it, and I don't like it. Because see if we can take him alive. And try not to draw too much attention.
Thorne, you're starting to draw attention from that woman as you talk to yourself. She turns around like you're talking to her, and then when she sees you're not, she turns back around.
I make a note of it.
Robert, remember, he could have information on where Voss is. We have to find Alara, remember?
Oh, well, let's get, God.
Let's flashbang him, tie him up, and get some info.
You're making this so much harder.
Yeah, but you're good at it. You're going to do great. I believe in you, buddy.
Yeah, I'm good at shooting people in the face. Okay. New plan. I hurl flashbang into the room. Ailey, you go in and try to choke him out. Iso and I shoot any other jackasses in there. Felix, you hide in the corner.
Y'all ready? This is boring as shit.
Yeah, kick the tires and light the fires. Let's do it.
Hoorah! And she takes out her shotgun and just starts flat out sprinting towards the ship.
Oh, God.
Damn right.
That was close to the plan.
Go, girl.
That's my kind of lady.
She did not hear a plan, let me tell you that. She heard guidelines, if she even heard those.
Hey, guys, real quick. If you're enjoying the show and you want to stay 2 weeks ahead of the story, the Patreon is how you do it. $5 a month gets you every episode, every Star Master log, and every SWN rules breakdown with Brian, all before they hit the public feed. The Star Master logs especially. That's where I get into what was actually planned versus what happened in the episodes, the scenes I improvised on the spot, and what the players did that I didn't see coming. It's a behind-the-screen version of everything you are hearing right now, and if that sounds like your sort of thing, head on over to patreon.com/darkstaradventurecast, because the next episode is already out.
Haley and Robert sprint after her.
100%.
Damn right. Oh yeah, no, I'm just trying to make sure that I can get the flashbang before she gets to the ship.
Surprisingly, she reaches the ship first and waits. She's at the bottom of a hatch at the bottom of the ship with a ladder leading up into it. This ship is a medium-sized ship for like individuals. At the bottom of the ladder here, Iso runs up and stops and points her shotgun up, and she waits. And you see an intense look on her face, and it reminds you of going to war with her all those times. And any fear you had of her being a complete wild card in this situation can now be discarded. You realize that she's in combat mode. And as you approach, she's ready and waiting to follow the plan.
Commander, we're going on your mark.
All right, throw it.
3, 2, 1, mark, breach.
You toss the flashbang in, and you hear a scuffle of feet, and then as the flashbang goes off, and a yell.
Haley runs in.
Damn right. I follow behind. I'm clearing left. I'm hoping that ISO is clearing right. Haley is taking point on assault, and we are her overwatch.
Okay. Haley clambers up the ladder with Robert in tow and ISO right after. Robert swings to the left, and ISO swings to the right as Haley zeroes in on the man that is crumpled on the floor, clutching his eyes. You run up and you grab him. And when you flip him over so you can see his face, God damn it if it isn't another Robert clone.
God damn it!
Son of a bitch!
Robert!
This one has a buzzed head and a goatee.
You guys really are everywhere.
Fucking love this.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you. I mean, you knew. You always knew.
Do you recognize him?
He looks a little bit like Ranger 2, but I'm a little Tony?
Nah. can't see it.
Iso walks up and kicks the guy in the stomach, and she goes, I don't see a clone at all. I just see scrap, just a hunk of meat. And she spits on him, and then she takes out her shotgun.
We might want to talk about that perspective, but okay. Well, don't kill him, just we'll tie him up.
No, let's drag him out of here.
Hey, don't bring him outside, you psychos.
We tie him up.
We need to get him to the person who can do the talkie talk.
Well, if the ship is secure, Thorn and I can come in there.
Yeah, you tell us when the ship is secure and we'll come in.
All right, yeah. Okay, we'll tie him up and then keep going.
So you tie him up, and as his vision and ears clear, he looks up and he says, "Ah, fuck. You?
Yeah.
You who?
This guy, a clone.
We're going to be the best part of your day. Now, do you want to get to talking? Or, are we going to have to make this a little weird?
Listen, I haven't seen another clone in quite a while, so this is already goddamn weird enough.
We get that a lot.
Yeah, I'll talk.
Okay. Well, that's what I like to hear. That's what I like to hear. I very subtly stroke him on the cheek and then slap him in the face. Tell me what you got to say.
God damn it. Okay, I'll tell you everything. You and your friends are marks, and I was paid to kill you. Okay, happy? I work for Omnitech. I don't know what relation you have with Omnitech, but hey, I was told to come here and kill you, and I'm a soldier. I was just following orders.
Omnitech, you say? Because we work for Omnitech.
Well, apparently not anymore. So the communication goes out for Felix and Thorn to head towards the ship.
Yeah, you guys send out some sort of radio, and Thorn, he takes his stuff, and he starts to leave the admin office, and then he stops, and he turns to the woman who was sitting there, and he's like, "So what time are you? Get out of here."
She looks up to you, visibly gulping, like you've never seen a non-cartoon character do that. And she takes her glasses back off, folding them nervously and putting them on the desk in front of her, and she says, "I don't know. I kind of just work until the job's done."
Well, if you got nothing else to do. And then I just like slide some anonymous contact information and then leave.
What is the anonymous? Is it just fake?
No, it's real, but it's like, you know, it doesn't say Thorn Draxus and my home address and everything like that. It's just like a number. Thorn's probably got like a dozen numbers that he uses.
Did you accidentally write down the number of the receptionist at Scrapjack's?
Yeah, right. They're just going to call each other.
So it isn't long before Thorn meets back up with Felix, and the two of you scurry across the landing pad and up into this small ship. What you find in there is Iso pointing her shotgun at a man huddled on the ground who looks exactly like Robert, but with a buzzed head and a goatee. Robert is kneeling next to the guy, stroking his finger down his cheek, and then he slaps him. And Haley's standing nearby, and it's honestly hard to read what expression she's wearing right now. It's like she's battle-hardened and disgusted all at
once. Yeah, it's like disgusted curiosity, so you read in a lot of ways.
Really? Another one?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck off with this clone bullshit. This place is infested with Roberts.
I wasn't expecting this one either.
I'm gonna go hack into this computer system on this ship and figure out where it's been and where it's going. Don't talk to me.
No, Felix, don't you want to know where Voss is?
I'm going to go find that out from the computer. Thorn can find it out from this man. I'm not talking to him. Him.
Whoa. You watch yourself now.
Felix, I think the preferred vernacular is him, yeah.
Hey, whoa. Clone. The guy who you don't really know his name. No one's asked his name. He says, "Oh, so you're the guy I'm talking to?" And he, like, moves his chin towards Thorn because he's tied up.
Yeah, I kind of, like, get comfortable near him. I guess that's what's happening.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just a soldier. I work for Omnitech. I'll tell you whatever you need
to
know.
Omnitech, huh?
Yeah, just don't kill me, and I'll tell you everything.
Sure, sure. So, what's your sign? What do you go by?
DT7X.
All right, DT. What do you go? Do you like 7X better? It doesn't matter. Listen, I bet Omnitech, you know, just sent you off to a random ball of sand to assassinate a couple of random nobodies that you don't care about. But there's some big shit going on here, so I got a couple questions that I want to ask you. Did you have contact with anybody before you did the job? Like an anonymous message from Omnitech, the entity, or an individual who was representing Omnitech?
Oh, it came down from my commander.
Yeah, and
And their call sign?
Oh, I can tell you pretty much everything, but I physically am unable to tell you some secrets.
I kind of turn and I look at Robert and Haley.
Is this like a weird clone programming thing? Or is he just being an asshole?
He's just being an asshole.
I think we can beat it out of him.
Yeah.
It's like a brainwashing thing. I would tell you if I could, but I can tell you he doesn't matter. He's not an important person. He's just my commander. That's it. But I just can't reveal the structure of any portion of Omnitech. The administrative side, the military.
They told you to come to Sibylline.
My orders were to follow you. You came to Sibylline, and then I was told to destroy you after whatever you guys were doing on the other side of the planet. I was told to stay away from that situation, and then when whatever happened over there resolved, I was already parked here and waiting, and I was told, today's the day.
And your commander gave you that info?
Yes.
He must have been following us for a while.
Yeah. Felix, as you are walking over to the cockpit, you do notice that it's a craft meant for two people, and both of the individual sleeping compartments have been lived in and have their own clothes strewn about and fixings on the walls.
I run back to the group.
Robert, Haley, I said, what the hell? There's somebody else here. Both of those rooms have been lived in. Who's this guy? Who else is here?
You got a roommate, my friend?
Yeah, they wouldn't send me out alone.
And where are they?
Well, we went out together to kill you. He was running flank, and after the explosion, we were going to meet back here, and I haven't seen him yet.
Pull up the ladder, y'all. Close the hatch.
Yeah, so while they do that, I just, like, curse under my breath and, like, go back up to the cockpit again to hook back up into the ship and try to figure out what I can from that.
Okay, so you jack into the ship and you start hacking through its systems.
Now, it's a DT-7X. Were you at the ExoSat?
Is that where you were? Whatever was on the other side of the planet, no, I didn't go there.
I'm asking the questions. How would you possibly have followed us then?
Well, I followed you to Scrapjacks, and then you guys did a number on that place. I stayed nearby. I hid behind some asteroids. And when you left, I followed you to here.
Robert, remind me that we need to upgrade the sensors.
Yeah, Thorn, what's bothering me right now is that he hasn't been affected by any of the tuning forks.
Oh.
The guy just looks at you confused.
I kind of lean into the group.
Yeah, maybe he was a bit... I mean, if he was far off, it may not have affected him.
Yeah, but then he'd be too far to know where we were.
Maybe. Do you think he's just feeding us soup, or do you think he's just as useless as he seems?
All right, DT, here's the thing. My friends aren't buying your story. It feels like there's a gap, or there's something that we're missing. Can you help me understand what it is that doesn't add up here? Like, how are you following us? Are you tracking our ship? Some sort of tracker? Is it just completely by eye and you're just really good at hide and seek? Or what is it? Because these two fellow clones here are really antsy and I'm trying to keep them calm. I mean, you should know, right? Like, I'm trying. Nobody has to get blown to bits today, even though you already tried to do that to us once.
When you say two fellow clones, he looks over at Haley. Then he looks at you, then he looks at Robert, then he looks at ISO, then he looks at Robert, then he looks at ISO, then he looks at himself. He says, I don't know why you think something's not adding up. You're in an Omnitech ship. You could always be tracked quite easily. So I tracked you all the way to Scrapjacks. I monitored the signal. You eventually left Scrapjacks. You went to the other side of Sibylline. I was told not to pursue you there and to come park at the spaceport and wait. So that's what I did. But then your ship limped its way over towards the spaceport, and while you were traveling, I got new orders. Today was the day. You parked, you came to town, I tracked you, tried to blow you up. It's nothing personal.
Of course, of course. And then I kind of just shrug at Robert. Well, there you have it. I mean, he doesn't know much more beyond that. I mean, it shouldn't be a surprise that the scapegoat's, you know, on their radar.
Felix swept it for bugs. The only person who could get in here was Victor. He got into the root core of it. He got into the kernel. Nobody else could track it. You telling me this guy is better than Felix?
He told me no one was tracking us.
I come through on comms because I've been listening in as I'm doing my work.
Robert, what I said was, yes, no one was tracking us, but that's before I knew how deep Omnitech's hold on our systems were. With the whole thing with the ownership module, they were embedded in our core systems of the scapegoat. They could have used that to track us. Now they won't be able to anymore. That explains how he followed us so far.
ISO pipes up and says, what your friend Felix is trying to say is he fucked up. So it's not a problem with this guy's story. It's a problem with Felix's brain, because he don't work so well. Maybe we should give him one of them brain scans, too. Maybe he got rocks in there. But I say it's time we just take care of this guy, take his nice ship, just kind of leave.
Hey, I mean, I'm out of questions. Sorry, DT, but you weren't as helpful as I had hoped.
Great! And she raises up her shotgun.
Yeah, that's exactly. DT, do you have anything that's going to make my nice friend here not blow your fucking brains out, you dirty piece of shit?
Oh my god.
Okay, Robert.
I told you everything I know, and I thought... He looks at Thorne imploringly. I thought we had some sort of a deal here. I would tell you everything I know, and then I would get to live.
Just another one of these dirty fucking clones. I hate them. I hate them.
I know. Robert, calm down. Calm down, buddy. And wait, I, like, pat you on the back.
There's a lot going on here.
Here's the thing, DT. What were we going to do to get you not to blow us up? You know, it's kind of like Catch-22. Like, if you were super helpful and you unlocked, you know, you blew this thing wide open, I might have tried to find a way to vouch for you, man. But, you know, when you get into wet work, you got to expect that this is probably how it's going to end.
Fine. Fuck you and your mother.
Now, hang on 1 second. Whoa, okay. Robert, hand me that gun.
And ISO blows his head off.
Now, come on, I was gonna do that.
His brain splatter all over the floor and wall behind him as he falls backwards. And when he does, his hands, which were bound behind his back, a small, round orb falls out from his hands, blinking red.
God damn it.
And this is when... If I can, grab his body and put it on top of the grenade.
Yes.
You're like, grenade! And you put his body on top of it. Nothing happens. And not long after, you realize it's not a grenade. And when Felix is able to take a look at it later, he finds that it's a transponder. Somewhere else, when that button was pressed on top of this little round orb, someone was alerted.
I think we know where his friend is.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least we'll be meeting them soon.
Mm-hmm.
I put it on the ground and I crush it beneath my robot foot.
Do we use this ship as a trap and then wait for the friend to come?
I'm getting worried we're getting off track here, guys. And I look at the time.
Yeah, we have to get the control module.
Yeah, we got to steal that ownership module like at 3 a.m. We don't have a lot of time here.
And I don't think he's coming back, guys. That was probably telling him to stay away.
Good call.
Yeah, I was like, run. Well, I'm sure he'll come for us later, but... ISO, did you get what you needed out of this?
Well, all I wanted was to come kill this motherfucker. He threw a grenade at us. Do you remember that? Do you remember when he threw that grenade? Well, now he's dead. And she laughs a little too maniacally.
It was a good shot.
Was I able to get any info out of the computer system?
It's going to take a while more. So you still have several hours. So if you want, you can hack.
Yeah, I want to work here for a little bit just because I think it's important, like, if we can get any detail out of this system, because it's an Omnitech computer.
Okay, so, Felix, you disappear back onto the bridge. Thorne, what do you want to be doing?
We're just waiting on the ship at this point, hoping that the associate doesn't return here. So, I think we're just on vigilance. I'll probably be in the cockpit with Felix, just using the cockpit window to try to just see if anyone's approaching the ship and just kind of keep my eyes peeled.
Okay. So the two of you are up on the bridge. ISO actually goes into the dead man's bunk and lays down to take a quick nap. And that leaves Robert and Haley. What would you guys like to be doing?
Eating snacks.
Haley.
Hey, Robert. What's on your mind?
What are you remembering?
It's tough because all of the memories are sitting there.
All the memories?
Seems like it. The necessary ones float to the surface or they're... there, ready for me to get access to as I get in a reference point to something, but it's kind of a stop and go process. So no, I haven't remembered everything necessarily. It's not like I've jumped back to being who I was before all this started.
That's what I'm worried about. When you're gonna remember everything. Gonna come flooding back.
All I can say is I'm so sorry.
You don't have anything to be sorry for?
I do, though.
No?
I've lied to you. I've lied to you for years. I tried so hard to keep you safe.
You did keep me safe because Haley with two Y's was something that I made. You took care of what was right in front of you and what you had to work with.
I could have told you the truth. I could have told you what happened. But you were dead. You were dead in front of me. You were fucking dead. I'm sorry. I couldn't let you go through that again.
I feel like you remember those moments a bit better than I do. At least for now.
But it's gonna come back. And you're never gonna trust me again.
What I've seen in front of me the past couple of years... You're a good person, Robert.
No, that's a lie.
We've been stuck in a lot of shitty situations together, but even if it's tough, we make the best decisions we can at the time.
That's what I did.
And that's what you did.
That's what I did. Saw a path forward. A path forward for our freedom. To be able to take you out of whatever government hellhole that they were gonna test you in from now until kingdom come.
Yeah, like, I don't know where these new powers or abilities came from. It's clear there was something behind it, and you're right, because it was going to get worse before anything got better, if it ever did. So even if it was hard, like, you did the right thing.
Did I, though?
Robert, what the hell are you still doing on here? We need somebody out there. Keep in watch. There's another assassin lurking. He could be here any second. Let's go. You guys all right?
Nothing's happening here. Thorn, keep it to yourself.
Okay. And then I just go back to Felix again.
And I scurry away, setting up Overwatch.
And Haley is finally able to open her snack and not think about her mental state for a couple minutes.
Yeah, Haley's just kind of like,
So we have Robert on Overwatch, Haley having a much-needed snack, Iso bedding down in a dead man's bunk, Felix hacking away at the ship, and Thorn standing guard over Felix, looking out the front windscreen of this small ship, watching for an assassin. And I think that's where we're going to have to stop for tonight. Well, that's it for this week. Thanks for listening to the Darkstar Adventure Cast. Big thanks to our cast. Brian is Thorn, Scott is Felix, Doja as Robert, and Steph as Haley with one or two Ys. And as always, I'm your Star Master, Jeff, playing everyone and everything else. If you want to hear every episode 2 weeks early, head on over to patreon.com/darkstaradventurecast. And a huge thanks to Brad and Holly, our Scapegoat Syndicate supporters. If you're enjoying the show, please, please, please take a moment and leave us a rating and review wherever you listen. It really helps out the pod and helps new people find the show. Next time on the Darkstar Adventure Cast, the crew is running out of time. The ownership module heist at Helium Dock 7 starts at 3 in the morning, and they still have to make it back across Spigot to get there. But when they roll out, they find something waiting for them that entirely changes their plan, because the second assassin wasn't sitting idly by. Tune in to find out what happens, and as always, keep following that signal. So I wrote a free Stars Without Number one-shot. A research station replaced their medical staff with an AI. The AI's directives were simple. Keep all station staff healthy, minimum cost. So it gassed the crew and induced medical comas. Minimum cost achieved. Your crew docks not knowing any of this. The airlock seals behind you. It's called the Compassionate Algorithm, and you can find it on itch.io. It's my first Stars Without Number adventure, so please leave a rating and review. And thanks for checking it out.